Now, what do you, nowadays, what do you like to listen to? What kind of
music? I like jazz.
Oh, you like jazz?
I really do.
Oh, do you like modern jazz quartet?
Yes.
Oh, they're
really
one of my favorites.
I really
oh,
do.
Oh, I got to see them once. Just one time, I got to see them in Atlanta, and it was just.
Oh, I know that. I've been enjoying jazz for about, I guess, pretty close to 20 years now.
Oh, that's great. And I like Quincy Jones.
Oh, yeah.
He's just so good.
I really enjoy it.
Yeah, I really like that. And I like Dave Brubeck and all these people. And I like, I especially like Quincy Jones, but Cannonball Adderley.
Yes.
You know, and
Yeah.
I have a lot of those records too. That's why, you know, that's
really
I hardly ever meet anybody much that yeah, I really enjoy them a lot too.
Forget about it, but I have to get up and go to work the next morning. I said so nice I forget I have to get up and go to work the next morning.
Oh. Now, if a little child was saying his prayers and you'd say he went over beside his bed and he
prayed.
Okay, and talking about getting down on his knees, you'd say he
kneeled.
Mm-hmm. And if you were feeling tired, you might say, well, I think I'll go over to the sofa and
lie down.
And now, talking to the person who was really sick, you'd say he couldn't even sit up all day. He just
lay.
Mm-hmm. And talking about something you saw in your sleep, you'd say, this is what I
dreamed.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say, now, usually when I go to sleep, I
dream,
but sometimes I don't remember what I have
dreamed.
And you might say, now I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I
waken.
Now, if you bring your foot down the floor like that, you'd say that you were
stuck.
And if a boy saw a girl like at church or something and he had a car there, he might say to her, well, may I
carry you home?
And if you had a car stuck in the mud, you might have to get behind it and
push,
or you might tie a rope to the front and
pull.
And sometimes instead of saying I picked up something, talking about something heavy, instead of saying I picked it up and carried it, sometimes especially older people might say I picked it up and
took.
You ever heard? Okay, have you ever heard older people say picked it up and towed it?
Yes, I sure have.
Picked it up and
towed it.
Now, you might tell a child, now that stove is hot, so
stay away from it.
Or don't
touch.
Now, if you needed a knife or a hammer, you might say to somebody, well, go
get it.
And, now, if a child wants to hide behind a sofa or something, they'd get down like this and you'd say they're all
bend down.
Okay, and if they're just, you know, kind of really down like kind of on their knees and kind of squatted.
Humped
down, okay. Now, you might throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch.
And then you might say, I threw the ball and he
caught.
But, and now if you're talking about fishing, you'd say, well, I've been fishing, but I haven't
caught.
Now, if you might say to somebody, now let's meet in town, but if I get there first, I'll
wait.
And if you were talking about telling the person that you're going to wait for or on the person, you say, I'll wait
for you.
Okay, and a child that was about to be punished might say, please give me another
chance.
And another way of saying somebody's in a good mood might be that they're in a good
spirit.
Okay. Have you ever heard the older people say in a good humor?
Yes, humor.
In a good, now, if you had something that you did not want anymore, you'd say, I think I'd better get
rid of it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard the old people say that any other way? Get shed of? Get no, you don't know that.
I never heard that one.
Now, talking a person, you might say, now, he really didn't know what was going on, but he
knew.
Okay, but if he really didn't, if it